Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Really nice turnaround from the weather we saw yesterday across the DMV today with sunny skies and temperatures nice and toasty with 80s now across the region. Tonight's just a few passing clouds in your forecast and temperatures falling into the 60s. And Monday looking like the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
In the bright sunshine of a Sunday almost evening, it is 81 degrees in Friendship Heights.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello there. I'm Ian Crawford. Coming up, D.C. police arrest several more teens in connection with a robbery at a CVS.
One Maryland man killed, another man arrested after a violent weekend for D.C. nightlife. I'm Shana Stulen.
An arrest is made in a deadly stabbing last night outside Audi Field. 12 people arrested at a pro-Palestinian demonstration at a college in Virginia.
Protesters demand that charges be dropped against 7 GW demonstrators. I'm Dick Uliano.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Across Oklahoma, they're assessing the damage and cleaning up after deadly tornadoes ripped through. At least 4 people were killed. Oklahoma House Speaker Charles McCall.
We will rise. We'll clean up, we'll rebuild, and we'll move forward.
I'm Dawn White here in Marietta, Oklahoma, where there is devastation in the community. This overturned 18-wheeler behind me completely flipped over on its side. There's also some power lines that are down here, and that seems to be a big issue in the area, down power lines throughout the area. Scraps of metal that are down there as well.
More severe weather's threatening the region tonight. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today.
The two reviewed ongoing talks to release the hostages together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The leaders also discussed the southern city of Rafah. And the president reiterated his position discouraging Israel from moving forward with a ground invasion in the region as millions of Palestinian civilians are sheltered there. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Hamas is stepping up the pressure by releasing another propaganda video showing hostages. Hannah Siegel's uncle Keith is one of them. She was asked by CBS's Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation.
Are you concerned that if an invasion of southern Gaza, of Rafah, happens, that your uncle will be at risk of death?
Very concerned. I mean, he talks in the video about hearing bombs all around him.
It's believed there are still over 100 hostages being held. On to Russia's war with Ukraine, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledges they were late on passing the $61 billion aid package.
We took too long. This issue was like a family reunion, if you will, with a lot of different points of view being expressed around the table. All the Democrats were for Ukraine. There's no question that the debate was in our family, on our side.
And the Caitlin Clark era has begun. The number one pick in the WNBA draft completed her first practice with the Indiana Fever today.
Well, the draft was amazing. New York City was amazing. LA was amazing. But I was excited just to get here and get back to playing basketball and, you know, doing my job.
Their preseason opener is Friday against Dallas. There's a sports bar in Portland, Oregon that only shows women's games, and it's now expanding across the country. The owner of the sports bra said her mission was to provide a space that supports, empowers, and promotes girls and women in sports. And Caitlin Clark helped get people's interest in women's sports to an all-time high. The co-founder of Reddit, who's married to tennis legend Serena Williams, is helping with the expansion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 7:03 on a Sunday, April the 28th, 2024. Right now, 82 degrees outside, going down to the lower 60s tonight. And a good afternoon, a good evening, I should say to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top stories we're following for you this hour. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with the robbery at a CVS in Navy Yard. D.C. police say 5 teens are among a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast back on April the 16th. They're accused of trying to leave the store without paying. When confronted by a security guard, one of the teens threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests included two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection with an unrelated assault on the National Mall. The other three arrests include a 14, 15, and 16-year-old. We're learning more about the man who lost his life in a weekend attack at a D.C. nightlife spot. We are also now learning that police have made an arrest in one of two shootings that happened outside of nightclubs.
D.C. police say the man was killed at a bar along U Street in the early morning hours Saturday. They say officers found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. The Salisbury, Maryland man was shot multiple times. They're searching for two men. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Hours earlier, gunfire broke out by the Decades nightclub in DuPont Circle. Six people were hurt. Police have arrested 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. Investigators say he started shooting after he was kicked out of the club. He is being charged with assault with intent to kill, among other charges. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside of Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before the D.C. United game last night when 49-year-old Wally Shabazz is accused of attacking a 41-year-old man, Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest. D.C. police believe a workplace dispute was behind that stabbing. D.C. United officials say the incident did not change the kickoff time. The team is also working with investigators. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for former President Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president and speaking on CNN while on a trade mission to Europe. Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
Youngkin appearing on CNN's State of the Union. We've been following the continuing pro-Palestinian student protests at colleges around the nation and around the D.C. region. And new this evening, the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg says 12 protesters were arrested after they chose not to leave a protest area after being ordered to do so. According to the school, the event was canceled due to concerns about invitations being given to people from outside the school community to come in and grow the encampment, a move that violated school guidelines, the school says. Three of the people arrested were not students. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue their encampment on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Iuliano reports they're demanding GW reverse its action against seven student activists.
We have no intention on leaving until our demands are met.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior majoring in journalism, is calling on his university to drop its case against seven students who've been suspended and barred from university grounds.
We demand those charges to be dropped immediately because ultimately these are nonviolent student protesters.
GW says it suspended several students whose presence and conduct at the protest violated university policies. Students, including Samar Saeed, a PhD student at Georgetown, says the protest, which began before dawn Thursday, will go on.
Yeah, I think students are going to maintain the encampment. The university, you know, has to engage with the students and listen to our demands.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
It is 7:07. There was a lockdown at American University on Saturday. It happened just before 6 in the evening when students on an AU shuttle bus reported someone pointing a gun in their direction. Campus police then saw someone matching the description they gave and headed toward the campus, so that prompted a lockdown. The person they went after was arrested by DC police. Coming up on WTOP.
Buying a home from a house flipper? I'm Greg McBride, and coming up, I'll tell you the warning signs to watch out for that could cost you money.
And we have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Serta Pro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose Serta Pro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
WTOP at 7:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mike. Watching a few things now. If you're headed southbound on I-95 in Maryland, jammed up from just after the ICC, headed down towards the Beltway. Listener confirms that the crash is actually on the ramp that takes you onto the outer loop of the Beltway. Should be blocking the left side of said ramp. BW Parkway north and southbound, quite crowded between 197 and 175. As of this very moment, not hearing any reports of crashes, but I'll keep you posted in case that changes. 301, if you're headed through Upper Marlboro, all southbound lanes are currently closed right at Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland 4. Northbound looks like only the left lane is currently blocked there at Route 4. So follow police direction. There should be a detour in place. If you're making your way through Waldorf, Old Washington Road seems to be completely shut down near Acton Lane. That's going to affect folks headed down towards Leonardtown, so be aware of that. And it sounds like the ICC's got an accident scene. This one's going to be westbound, headed past 29 Columbia Pike, mostly over on the right shoulder. And looking at the camera, they do have that vehicle up on a tow truck, so they should be out of the way very soon. And real quick, if you're headed on I-70, eastbound towards the Baltimore Beltway, rather large accident scene causing delays between 29 and the Baltimore Beltway. As of now, looks like two lanes are available to you, but of course, delays are building. Down in Virginia, real quick, southbound I-95 jammed up from Lorton down towards about the Dumfries exit. And if you're headed to and from 123 along Braddock Road, sounds like they got an event going on over at Eagle Bank Arena, so expect to see delays there. TOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining room, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Complete turnaround from the weather we had yesterday across the DMV for the next few days as high pressure builds in. Warm and sunny conditions are in the forecast for the rest of your Sunday. Temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s overnight with just a few passing clouds. Monday is looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 98 degrees. If we hit that, that'll be the first time we do so far this year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena and the First Alert Weather Center.
82 degrees right now in Manassas. Yeah, 82 degrees Metro Center and 81 degrees in Frederick, Maryland. The forecast brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It is 710. Money news at 10 and 40. Past the hour, here's Greg McBride.
When properties are flipped for a quick profit, the sellers usually make out okay. But how to be sure you're not buying a flop? This is a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. One big ticket item that might tip you off is poorly installed flooring. Flooring that's butted up against base molding or door jams is a dead giveaway that a job was done on the cheap and most likely not by a professional. Proper installation calls for removing the base molding and cutting the bottoms of door jams in order to lay the flooring beneath them. Another easy-to-spot warning? Shoddy workmanship in the kitchen and bathrooms. Gaps between backsplashes and countertops and poorly installed new doors on old cabinets are all signs of a quick flip that could end up costing you more to replace. Shortcuts taken with electrical wiring, such as having too many lights or outlets wired on a single circuit, can be a serious safety issue. Finally, have the inspector take a look at the furnace and AC unit. Any sign of caked on dust means having it professionally cleaned, and that costs money. I'm Greg McBride.
Coming up on WTOP, what we might expect to see during week two of testimony in former President Trump's hush money trial. It is 7:12.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbage of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. Every weekend, home improvement stores are filled with people braving long checkout lines, determined to tackle that project that will make their living space more attractive, pleasing, and perhaps increase its potential value. The do-it-yourself demographic features many who are accomplished carpenters or craftsmen. They simply follow directions or their own intuition to build something beautiful. But in our spiritual lives, going it alone does not work. Jesus reminds us that he is the vine, our strength, and we are the branches. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But with him, all things are possible. Our Lord asks only that we give him our best efforts, sacrifices, and hard work, and that we trust that he will use these gifts in miraculous ways to bless and transform our lives, if only we stay attached to the vine.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm
tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Still to come on WTOP.
Job protections for pregnant workers. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Well, I'm more in 30 seconds.
There's something special about America's pastime in the nation's capital, where the energy is electric day and night.
See you later.
For happy hour with friends, making new friends, dining under the lights, and dancing like no one's watching is welcome. It starts here. All season long at Nationals Park. Visit nats.com/tickets to join the party today.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news. Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It is 7:14. What's ahead in court this week for former President Donald Trump and his hush money trial? Well, Ken Walsh, U.S. News and World Report contributor and a White House correspondent, joined our Lynn Bowie earlier to tell us more about some of the comments the former president has made to reporters during the trial.
It's really been classic Donald Trump, but Trump for a long time, back to when he was a real estate tycoon, has believed that all publicity is good. This is sort of rewriting the public relations rules that so many people had accepted. And he loves the attention. During breaks in the courtroom drama, he is addressing reporters. He's getting really extensive coverage, criticizing the judge's family, the prosecutors, and acting as a sort of a martyr in this whole prosecution situation, the hush money trial, in the other trials he's or the other cases that are against him. So it's sort of more of the same with Trump, but we're having now some polling, particularly a CNN SSRS poll, that finds that about 42% of Americans think Trump has been acting inappropriately during the trial and surrounding the trial, and only 25% think he's been acting appropriately. So there is some sense that this is a big risk he's taking now in acting in this very hostile way in undermining really the judicial system arrayed against him.
Yeah, talking about what voters think about his comments and behavior, what about his base? What do they think?
His base is still staying with him. He's made the famous comment long ago that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue in New York and he wouldn't lose any votes. He's actually quite correct about that in many ways. His base is staying with him. The problem is he's not expanding it, and that's the danger he's playing now. Sticking to base politics is a danger in presidential politics because we always have people in the middle who still have to make their minds up. He's not doing himself much good with those people, and that's the danger.
So the case resumes on Tuesday. What can we expect this week with the trial? What happens next?
Well, I think you're going to see more efforts by the prosecution who are building their case now to make the case that these payments that were made to the porn star Stormy Daniels were made to keep an alleged affair that Trump was having with her. Again, he denies all this, but it was designed to keep that from the public and to influence the election. Unfairly, according to the prosecutors. Trump's people, his defense, is going to try to undermine that. So that's really what this coming week is going to be all about, the basic case against Trump that he was trying to influence the election improperly by keeping this information from the American people through financial rewards, really. The defense is going to try to undermine that with one witness after another. That's really what this is going to be all about.
That is U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh speaking with our Lynn Bowie. Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you at WTOP this evening. At least 4 people are dead in Oklahoma after severe weather spawns tornadoes. What was talked about when President Biden got on the phone with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today? Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It is 7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Carlos, how are things looking on the roads?
You know, Mike, just getting off the phone with a listener right now, that's kind of the whole deal here. You get traffic up to the second sometimes.
Right.
If you're making your way on the VW Parkway, listeners telling us right now that there's actually a broken down vehicle coming southbound on the VW Parkway right after 198. It turns out they're kind of sitting in the median area there. So if you're coming southbound, watch out on the left-hand side of the roadway. That's where that broken down car is going to be. Plenty of delays as far back as what seems to be 175 right now. Northbound, not much better. You're jammed up from Laurel Bowie Road till just before 198. Also, plenty of brake lights for that same reason. Southbound side of I-95, not much better. The cameras aren't showing too much, but a listener did tell us that the crash is actually on the ramp to go southbound and onto the outer loop of the Beltway. So keep that in mind. Headed over towards Silver Spring. Seems like that's part of the ramp that's blocked off right now. You're going to have the left side of that ramp blocked off. And it looks like we're now seeing a delay on the inner loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue, or pardon me, between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. No image of the crash itself in camera, but it seems like there's definitely going to be one there. Inbound 395, slow across the 14th Street Bridge if you're coming inbound from Virginia. DC 295, north and southbound, a little crowded headed to and from East Capitol Street. Beltway traffic, our inner loop, a little slow headed between Alexandria and the Wilson Bridge. Finally, if you're making your way southbound, 301, all lanes still blocked right at Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland 4, so just be aware of that. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, NA Copyright 2024. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
If you were wanting the warm and sunny weather yesterday, you've got it now for the next few days as high pressure builds in. The rest of your Sunday looking pretty fantastic with sunny skies and just a few passing clouds. Temperatures overnight falling into the 60s. And Monday looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And a warm evening, 80 degrees upper Marlboro, 79 degrees Woodbridge, and 82 degrees in downtown Washington. The forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. And coming up on WTOP, why there is concern that some human cases of bird flu are going undetected. More news in 60 seconds here on WTOP.
Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center on May 17th. Experience that classic Tijuana brass sound you know and love. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center. Tickets available online.
This guy's in love with you.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Ross Dunlap with Ceres Nanosciences. We make unique particles for diagnostic testing, including a wastewater surveillance product that's helping protect against future pandemics. We started in the Prince William Science Accelerator, and the county has been a key partner in supporting our expansion and growth.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
This is WTOP News.
It is 7:21. I'm Mike Murillo, and thanks for being with us. Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. And WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide now.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
There is concern that some cases of bird flu in humans is going undetected. This comes as nine states, the closest to us, North Carolina, has seen cows coming down with the illness. In Texas, one dairy worker got a mild case of it, and there is worry that others may have it or have had it, and they don't realize it. The problem is many dairy workers don't have sick days, and in some cases don't have easy access to medical centers in rural parts of the country. As for the milk from infected cows, while it's been detected in milk, experts say the pasteurization kills the virus. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Sunday. That's May the 4th. And WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports on what that means for participants and for those who normally drive the road.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It is 7:24. A civil trial set to get underway Monday, stemming from the 2021 leak of jet fuel from the World War II-era storage tank in Hawaii that spilled into the local water supply and sickened thousands of people.
17 relatives of U.S. military members representing more than 7,500 other military families and civilians have sued the U.S. government over the leak, claiming 3 years on they're still suffering health effects from the tainted water. The outcome of the trial on Monday will help determine the success of other cases and what damages they might get. The U.S. government has acknowledged that the leak caused a nuisance for residents and that the government breached its duty of care, but it disputes that the plaintiffs were exposed to jet fuel at levels high enough to cause their alleged health problems. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter. Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, let's say hello to Frank Hanrahan.
All right, Mike, let's see if the Capitals can get one win in this series. They're down 3-0. They take on the New York Rangers in about 40 minutes or so from Capital One Arena. The Capitals have not been swept in quite some time, so let's see if they can get this victory against the Rangers. In fact, this regular season, the Caps never lost four in a row. Does that hold up tonight to at least keep the Capitals season alive? Nationals baseball season very early, but showing some spunk, some life. They come back and beat the Marlins in Miami 12-9 after being down 7-0. Nick Senzel, two-run homer and a three-run blast. Jacob Young, three RBIs as the Nationals go for a four-game sweep tomorrow night at the Miami Marlins. In Baltimore, Oakland topping the O's 7-6. Some NFL news, Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell was shot in Sanford, Florida early this morning, but he wasn't seriously injured and is expected to be okay, according to the team. Dell was a bystander during a shooting at a private event where a teenage gunman wounded 10 people after an altercation. UFL at Audi Field, D.C. Defenders got blasted by St. Louis.